My guest tonight is one of the most remarkable, disciplined and dedicated and indeed highly motivated young Kerrymen that I have ever met. Gillian O'Sullivan and Hill runner John Linehan are two others that I think would fall into this category. His chosen sport of rowing was recently described in the following term. It has been described as pure, savage and bleak, and it possesses a strange kind of love. He has written himself into the annals of Kerry's magnificent sporting history when he became the first man from the kingdom to row in the World Championships and help his country to qualify for next year's Olympics in Athens, where, barring injury or a serious loss of form, he will become the first ever Kerryman to row in the Olympic Games. So, who is this remarkable, mostly unknown, 24-year-old young man from the townland of Ballymount in the parish of Fusser, 3 miles from the town in Killarney, and more importantly, what drives him to excel in a sport which, with cycling, is recognised as the hardest and most savage of all? So, let's find out. Paul Griffin, you're very welcome to tell us talk.
Hi, thanks, Weezy.
Not your first time sitting down with me, Paul.
No, I've been along last year at your day programme before the All-Ireland last year. That's right.
We've been following your career very, very closely, Paul.
Yeah.
Come here, let's say it to you first. Paul, last month's World Rowing Championships in Milan, you helped Ireland to finish sixth in the finals. That was in the Cactus Falls course, and he qualified for the Olympics in Athens next year. And as I said, barring injury or loss of form, you'll be there with the help of God. Has it always been your dream, Paul, to become an Olympian and to row for Ireland? And when did this obsession, I'm going to call it an obsession, when did it begin?
I tell you, I started rowing down in Fossa in 93, 10 years ago now. And I was hooked after the first spin, I would say, because it's a unique sport. Like, you know, you're out in the water, you're out, you know, it's not the usual run-of-the-mill, you know, sort of sport. And after the first couple of sessions, I was addicted to it, you know. And of course, the training then got, you know, was interesting. It was like really a different type of training, you know, out in the water, you know, in the gym, stuff like that. And that was really interesting when I was a young fella, 13 years old, you know. And I suppose as time went on, you know, I started getting serious about it and thinking, you know, maybe I could go far at this game, you know, given the right opportunities and meet the right people, you know, and have the right approach, I suppose, you know.
And come here, Paul, when you were growing up then, had you any fellas growing up in Kerry with football heroes and things like that? Had you any, what heroes, what sporting heroes had you?
from an early age, I suppose I was watching a lot of, once I started rowing, I was watching rowing videos, I mean, and I saw Steve Redgrave would have been one of the greats, you know, and I'd have been watching him a lot, you know, and I suppose that he'd been the main one. Himself and Pinsent used to row a pair, and they were unbeatable, and they're inspiring, you know, inspiring.
Yeah. And come here, of course, before we go on and talk away about rowing, it wasn't your first sport, because you played a bit of football, didn't you?
I did indeed, yeah.
Tell us about that.
I suppose that was my first introduction to sport as such, you know. I played football down in Fossa, and we played in the Pailin and Óg.
Pailin and Óg in 93,
yeah. We were beaten the final by 2 points, I think, but
where were you playing?
I was in the goal.
Paul Kennedy was playing.
That's right, yeah. That's Paul, right, Paul. Good friend of mine. Yeah.
Good for you, yeah. Already played. But you didn't. It wasn't going to be your sport, was
no,
it?
No, I mean, there was a time where I was sort of caught between the two, and I was doing a bit of football and doing the rowing, and then I took the rowing, you know. And
Paul, in Milan last month, what countries were there? Give our listeners an idea of the vast array of countries that took part. Now, you finished sixth in the finals.
Yeah.
Bring us up, how did you qualify for the final? And were you disappointed that you didn't win a gold, silver or bronze? Talk us about that side of it.
Right, there was 22 fours in our event, lightweight fours. There's no cocks, there's no person steering the boat. The boat is steered with a shoe on a foot plate and attached to a rudder. So there are four of us in the boat. It's a lightweight event. each person has to be 70 kilos to about 11 stone. We have to weigh in 2 hours before the race. And at the World Championships, which were on in Milan, 22 fours, there was a heat system, a heat, four heats. And it was our first race, the heat was our first international race as a crew together, because we were selected relatively late. We were selected in Limerick in July. And having been to other regattas during the summer, but this was the main goal for everybody all season, to get into the four for the World Championships. So we had a heat. We happened to draw the Italians in the heat, which are the best four in the world at the moment. But our coach said, have a go off them, see what our speed is, you know, early on in the regatta, so we could try and plan our future races in the regatta based on the first heat. So we had a good go off them now, to be fair now, and they beat us. So the winners went directly to the semis. So we had to go into a thing called a repêchage, which is a French word. It's to literal translation is to refish, or a second chance. You get a second chance at getting into the semis and the finals. So we had a repêchage. That was mainly a formality. We won that fairly well.
Who did you beat? Who were behind you in that?
In the repêchage, we beat Britain.
Yeah.
And who else was it? I think it was Ukraine.
Yeah,
Ukraine, which are like that'll give you an idea of the kind of countries that'd be in it. You know, like the Chinese were there, for example, the Chileans. You know, a lot of countries like that would be involved in the lightweight rowing, because you know, the people in them countries tend to be smaller in stature and height, and they wouldn't be big men, shall we say. They wouldn't be heavyweight, or you know, they wouldn't be fast enough for the open category. So and Ireland happens to be one of those countries where generally the population is was more inclined towards lightweight rowing.
Yeah.
That's what lightweight rowing is involved in the Olympic program, the World Championship program. So you accommodate countries such as Ireland, like.
So you went to the final then?
Well, we went to the semi from that.
Semi then, yeah.
And the semi, in fairness, was probably the best race I've ever rowed in my life. It was fantastic. It was, I mean, top three in the semi would get you to the final. It was our six lanes, six boats, two semis. Three out of each semi go direct to the final.
Right.
And our four had a good first half, and we nailed it basically in the first half. Looked across, we were racing some real quality crews, like medalists from last year, Olympic medalists, the Aussies, the Canadians, who was the other main four? I think the Russians were in it.
Yeah.
And 1500, 500 meters to go, we were still ahead, and there was nobody coming past us at that stage. Like, you know, I mean, we had to buy the scruff of the neck at that point, you know, and so we actually won the semi final, and it was unique. Like, it was, I mean, never before has an Irish four won a semi final at a World Championships, you know, and that meant we were in the centre lanes for the final. We were in the middle lanes, you know, in with the best of them, right beside the other semi final winners from Denmark. So,
No, Paul, when you got to the final then, did you think that you had a good chance of winning a medal? And if you did, what happened that you didn't?
Realistically, we did believe we could get a medal based on the heat, the semi mainly, I suppose, you know, because we could compare times and stuff like that, you know. So, we went in looking, we said, well, okay, we can get a medal. I mean, there were two other crews which were faster than us, and we knew we might beat them, you know, have another race of our lives, so to speak, you know. So we went off with the same approach into the semi, into the final, same approach. And as we were doing the warm-up, I remember we were up and down doing the warm-up, 30-minute warm-up. The wind, it was coming from, it was deciding which way to blow, basically, you know. And because we were only together 5 weeks as such, I think that was a factor that we didn't handle the conditions as good as the other crews.
We weren't experienced
as a crew. Yeah. Individually, we would have been well able to handle conditions. Sure, I mean, the lake out here, I mean, it's notorious for wind, and I'm no stranger to bad conditions, but as a crew, as such, we didn't deal with them. We ended off, again, characteristically hard for the first half, and we were in third position, but it was we were working a lot harder to maintain what we had in the semi at that point in the race, and then it just slipped away from us. The wind I mean, our blades were going in short. We were basically rowing short, and length is very important in rowing, you know. Length and power are two crucial factors for speed in rowing, you know.
And even though, Paul, we bitterly I was telling the listeners, you're a full-time oarsman.
Yeah,
sure.
I am.
Full-time. You're not getting paid. You're not earning money to row.
No.
You're a full-time oarsman.
Yeah.
You're not getting paid to row. And financially, then, how do you survive financially?
Well, the way it is now is because of our past performances, and also now because of this performance at the World Championships, we qualified for the Olympics. The government has in conjunction with the Irish Sports Council, has this carding scheme in place for athletes, and based on criteria, so for example, coming sixth at the World Championships or in an Olympic qualifying position, we get money from the Irish Sports Council for expenditure, and everything has to be receipted and accounted for, basically. So it's covering our travelling to training camps, accommodation, etc.
Yeah. And listen to me, in case we forget, I bet you your parents are very good show.
Tell us
who your parents are.
Mary Griffin and Donny Griffin.
Yeah.
They're living in Barrymount. My mother's Mary O'Donoghue from Glenfesk originally.
Glenfesk.
I tell you.
Yeah. How many are in the family, Paul?
There are three of us. My sister Maureen, my brother Danny, and there's myself, I'm the youngest.
Well, we've loads to talk about, but we're going for a break. Linda's on the phones in Tralee, by the way, now, just in case people can't get through in Killarney. It's 0667123666, and Margaret is here in Killarney, 0643444. Paul, you were born on the 1st of September, 1979. You started rowing. Your first competition was the Killarney Regatta, and you were second in the under-16 sixes. In 1994, you were on the winning minor and junior sixes cruise at the Killarney Regatta.